Welcome to the world famous Phil Henry Show here on this Monday. Got a little bit of a slow start there, bud. You're going to watch that, man. And we are glad to be with you here from the El Pacifico. Got Bobby Dooley and Steve Dooley from the Western Estates Parent Teacher Organization coming up this hour to talk about Miley Cyrus and her performance last night there on the Video Music Awards. The performance, of course, inclusive of some suggestive dancing. Robin Thicke was dancing with her. Has this hurt his career? And so on and so forth. If you didn't see it, you can probably go and check it out on YouTube or one of those, you know, fine services, Hulu, or somebody's got it. But essentially, she was in a top and bottom, kind of like a bikini type outfit. Although Margaret, you said it looked more like an homage to whatever, an homage to what, cougars or something?
Well, it looked like a panty girdle, you know.
Where?
Never mind, bud. It's a panty girdle. You know, I'm uncomfortable talking about it in this setting.
Well, this is an adult setting.
No, it isn't.
All right. They're not going to say anything.
Well, it's not an adult setting. But nonetheless, it's a panty. See, when I say panty girdle, there's three sets of eyeballs that start to roll.
My eyes are not rolling. All right. I don't know about these other two. Are you guys saying anything?
I'm not saying nothing. I didn't say anything.
Don't give me that, because I saw the three. Not the three eyes, except this one here.
All right, never mind. Let's get on the line here. Bobby Dooley, along with her husband Steve, they're with the Western Estates Parent Teacher Organization. Bobby, how are you?
Well, I'm fine, Phil. I'm not exactly sure what Margaret was talking about. I know that they were discussing a little bit about what Miley Cyrus was wearing last night, which. Was a top and a bottom. It was like any kind of a bikini or dance skin, a two-piece dance skin, I think, more than anything else. What she did last night, though, concerned a lot of the parents that were calling us and calling some of the other PTOs around the country, I know, because there were young people watching. And the concern here is that Miley Cyrus is going to somehow affect or infect the children. And that is our concern. The other concern, of course, is that there are an awful lot of men watching. And this is something that is going to obviously be discussed in homes between men and women.
What, when you say men, what do you mean? You mean men watch? I know what you mean by men. Husbands?
Yes, husbands and boyfriends, if you want, or fiancés, but more importantly, husbands are watching this. Now, I know there's an awful lot of people that are suddenly snickering at that, but I can tell you that there are women listening tonight who saw this performance last night by Miley Cyrus, saw the reaction of their husbands as well as their children, and are worried today. And
what would they be worried about? You know, Miley Cyrus is not exactly going to influence the husbands into doing a dance.
No, but that what they're worried about is that suddenly there is a young and vibrant woman dancing suggestively, using her body suggestively, using her body athletically, using her wiles, using her, her charms.
But the husband is with the wife, and are you worried about somehow these men seeking this sort of dancing?
Well, what I am worried about is that the wives out there don't think that they can provide this if it's something their husbands need. The reason why I'm saying this, Phil, is we have been, for the last 6 or 7 years, been giving dancing lessons here at Western Estates. I've been leading most of the groups. Because it's something that Steve and I discovered very early on in our marriage. We've been married 18 years. And allowing this into your marriage, which is a sort of consenting adult, these sort of dancing and having fun with your partner, entertaining your partner, this is something that can be done. Rather than be upset with Miley Cyrus, why don't the women of this country understand that Miley Cyrus is showing them something that they need to know.
But I don't think that the problem here is wives. I don't think the problem here is wives and husbands. I think the problem here, as perceived by people, is the children, the kids.
Well, the children, they're talking about it being affecting the children. That is the number one reason, I think, that adults use to prohibit any activity. But is it really? We know from the research that we've done at Western Estates and our parent-teacher organization that children are often used as an excuse to avoid the real issue. And we think the real issue here is that women are intimidated by the kind of dancing that we saw Miley Cyrus do last night.
Well, let me ask you, Ms. Dooley. We're talking with Bobby Dooley and Steve Dooley, the Western Estates parent-teacher organization. Let me ask you this. You say you're not intimidated by this because you've been giving these kinds of dance lessons and that you have been doing this kind of dancing for your husband for quite some time, correct?
That is correct, yeah.
So really what we're discussing here is your perception that all these other women out here have this problem, but you don't. And I've always found this to be interesting in every issue. Anytime we have an expert on, it's generally a problem that everybody else has, but the expert doesn't.
You have to understand, it's something I recognized early on in my marriage when I saw my husband reacting a certain way to, back in the old days, it was Britney Spears.
All right, I understand that.
Yeah, and so I saw him react that way, and I told myself and I told my girlfriends, and we had a meeting about it, you had better understand that this isn't going away. There will be suggestive dancing. There's going to be sexy dancing. Learn how to do it. Learn how to do it for your husband, and you won't have to be worried about Miley Cyrus, because that's what's happening today. Women out there are using their daughters and their children as the excuse, but really, Miley Cyrus threatens these women and their ability to hold on to their men sexually. I know how to hold on to my men sexually. We give these lessons. We give these classes. They can be learned.
All right, Bobby Dooley and Steve Dooley joining us here from the Western Estates Parent Teacher Organization. In Western Estates, California. Our number, by the way, is 855-500-7445, 855-500-7445. And they're talking about last night's performance by Miley Cyrus, where, you know, everybody talking today about a dance and a choreographed routine between herself and Robin Thicke, and it involved all kinds of suggestive moves. It was a performance, by the way, that was not uniformly, but it was pretty well broadly condemned, not just by viewers, but also by some of the other celebrities that were in attendance who had their kids there. And the reason they were giving was that it was the kids that were being threatened. Mrs. Dooley is on with her husband to say that more than anything else, wives and girlfriends are threatened by the suggestive dancing of Miley Cyrus. Our number, 855-500-7445. It's the world-famous Phil Henry Show, reminding you that we're online at philhenryshow.com right now. philhenryshow.com, that's where you get a backstage pass and enjoy all of the things we have to offer, 5,000 hours of audio, as well as our daily podcasts, as well as our daily videocasts, as well as our classic podcasts, as well as our news feed, as well as our webisodes, as well as our Milwaukee Lion webisodes. It goes on and on and on and on and on there at philhenryshow.com. PhilHenryShow.com with a backstage pass. We'll be back with Bobby and Steve Dooley here on this Monday night, week three of the reboot on the world-famous Phil Henry Show. World-famous Phil Henry Show. Welcome back here. Our number, 855-500-7445. We were showing and continue to show here on Phil TV and HD. Miley Cyrus's performance last night. I don't see any two-piece suit that she's wearing. I guess she got into it later on, but it's sans music, as we say. And Bobby and Steve Dooley on the line with us here as we discuss this performance by Miley Cyrus. So, what is it that I'm looking at a lot of tongue wagging, you know?
Later on in the performance, she starts rubbing her. She starts rubbing herself.
Okay.
And I think you know what I mean by that. And she uses the microphone. She uses a foam finger. She uses some of the costume mascot type people in the performance to simulate sex acts. She simulates a sex act with what looks to be a mascot type character, which most children are going to identify with childhood, and not sex with one of these characters that a child associates with a children's book. She simulates sex with a microphone. Robin Thicke then comes out with his hands in his pocket. And of course, you've seen Robin Thicke, and he is very handsome, and he's a very presentable and a very sexual man, and that only drives her more to the edge of her performance. She strips out of the outfit and goes into this two-piece, which rides up her back until you can see pretty much there's nothing left of the imagination. You're looking at a bare posterior, her breasts. It goes on and on and on. Now, I know that they probably edited out a lot of it.
What did they edit out, just so we get an idea as to the full performance here?
Well, what did they edit? Did you see this?
I saw some of it, but I was traveling. I was traveling between Los Angeles and the beach here.
Well, what happened was she gets on her back on the floor. Her legs go up in the air. Robin Thicke is down on the floor. His head is pretty well positioned between her legs. His head does an up and down motion.
All right, so they're simulating some kind of oral sex?
They're simulating oral sex. They're simulating... then out comes another singer who is African-American. That is always highly charged, given the sexual nature.
Hold on. Why is that highly charged? Because you have a black man and a white man and a white woman, is that it?
Well, Phil, I didn't make this world, you know.
Yes, sir, Steve, do we? Okay.
Yes, sir.
I'm probably a little highly charged, you know, they did.
All right, okay. Were there complaints about that?
Well, I'm just saying,
Were there complaints, though, about a black performer out there?
I don't know. I'm just telling you things that could have been stated, you know, that might have been on the complaint lines that we were monitoring.
What complaint lines are you talking? I know that there were complaints to the networks, complaints probably to some of the TV shows.
There was a complaint line that we monitor here at Western Estates, Phil. I'm a little bit nervous.
No, you're doing fine.
There was a complaint line because, frankly, I'm also a little taken aback by a little bit of the resistance that I hear in your voice.
I'm not resisting you here, Ms. Dooley. What I'm trying to do is figure out exactly what happened. And also, that was a very interesting comment you made about the black performer, you know.
Kind of highly charged.
And then Miley Cyrus began to, excuse me for using the word, hump this large foam finger. Nothing could be more suggestive. We're not talking about the damage that it might have done to children. See, that's what makes my approach different. That's what makes me unique from all of the women that were on the television and the radio shows today. I was unique and am unique in that I'm saying that this was something that upset women because Miley Cyrus, you know, made the women feel inferior.
Okay, Margaret is waving to me here.
Well, and I want to say something. Before you have Margaret Gray say anything, this is my segment.
Darling, I know it's your segment, but I'm trying to... I want to inject something. I did not feel threatened by this girl's dancing at all. And if you're going to make a comment about my husband...
No, I'm not going to... I don't want to make a comment about your husband. But Margaret, could you please understand something? Your husband is a very advanced age.
Okay, see, this is... I knew she'd do this.
Yeah, but what about advanced age? Man's still a man, you know.
I'm sorry?
A man's still a man.
Said a man is still a man, whether he's... Are you saying that Margaret doesn't count because her husband's of advanced age... And that dancing's not going to affect him.
I can answer that. I don't need her to answer it. When we go on vacation, Frank is, and this is something that's sort of embarrassing, but it also, I guess, is very customary. Frank is in the hotel room most of the time, and he's got on this 24-hour, you know, adult channels.
Yeah, to get the adult channel there.
And you're on vacation. We're in Mexico, in Spain.
It doesn't matter. Frank is watching and enjoying that. What I'm saying is Frank knows good quality adult entertainment. He knows what porn looks like. He knows what he likes. He knows the good stuff. He knows the edited stuff. He knows when a woman is really enjoying it and when she's faking it. He has written...
Do I have to listen? I'm sorry. My voice...
Yeah, you see what happens to her? I don't think she's a very good guest.
I am a good guest. But when I'm listening to you...
Can you hold on for a minute?
When I'm listening to Margaret, and she starts to impugn my opinion, which she does all the time, then things start to... My voice starts to crack.
Well, I think we were going to talk a little bit about mental health this hour or later on in the show, and her voice cracking is not the only thing we should be worried about.
See, that's what I'm talking about right there, Phil, and that's why I'm saying that really what I'm offering is a proactive solution.
All right, we're talking with Bobby Dooley and her husband, Steve, and this debate that you're having here with Margaret, you're saying, Margaret, that the women are affected and the women were threatened and the women of America were obviously the ones that were more probably prone to complain about the Miley Cyrus dance because of how she threatens threatens American women. Here's a woman here, Bobby Dooley, is saying that this is the case. She sees this. You're saying your husband... has a very active sexual interest in you and in adult films, which means what? Are the Dooley's gone?
Yeah, I put him on hold. I thought he was going to a commercial.
When we go to a commercial, I'll tell you we're going to a commercial, okay? Ms. Dooley, you're there?
This is what they said, but...
You got to start that all over again.
No, I'm saying that... I'm saying that Miley Cyrus is going to provoke an interest in men that will threaten relationships... if the man is able to be interested, and that's why I doubted Frank could be because of his advanced age.
Right, and I just got done telling you...
I know that your husband spends hours at a time looking at porn. That supposedly is a mental illness.
Well, guess what? No, it isn't, because, you know, I don't want to get too far into this.
Well, I don't know what she means then.
She's saying that her husband has a very healthy sexual appetite.
Now, you have to want to live with it. Yell at my wife.
I don't mean to yell at your wife. I'm sorry, but she's saying, Bobby, that her husband is fine.
Well, I don't see her husband being fine if he is slobbering over pornography.
My husband is not slobbering over...
Hold on for a minute, ladies. Just hold the line here. We're talking about... Let's just talk about this from the standpoint of what we originally wanted to talk about it from, which is the threat to children. Okay.
No, I'm telling you that's not the case. I'm telling you that the threat is to women.
And I absolutely reject that.
I didn't know I was going to be debating Margaret Gray tonight.
You're not, and Margaret, thank you very much, but I do want to continue talking to Bobby one-on-one, if you don't mind.
Well, that's fine, but you're listening to this woman.
You've got problems with me, I understand that.
Of course I've got problems with you. Of course I do. I really believe that what you're saying and what you're leading America into believing here...
Can I say something? Am I debating her or not?
You're not. Hold on, Margaret, please.
Yeah, because I'm not going to sit here and go back and forth with one of your panelists.
Oh!
Margaret, why don't you get yourself something to drink or something to eat?
I don't need anything to eat, thank you.
There's some food in the icebox.
I don't need anything to eat.
We're talking here, just don't be a part of this debate with Bobby Dooley about Miley Cyrus. Now, some of the claims that she made, and I just watched this thing, I've watched the entirety of it. Some of the claims that she made have to do with some simulated oral sex, simulated sex, sex with animals, the stripping off of clothing to the point of near nudity, and so on and so forth. So if this is the case, man, then we're talking about a performance that certainly went well beyond what one would consider to be proper for broadcast television. And certainly this is something that's well beyond something that would be proper in the eyes of the FCC. All of this started with Janet Jackson. That's what it seems like to me. All of this started with Janet Jackson. Things have not gotten better. If what you want is less... I suppose, less sexually charged, promiscuous kinds of, or prurient kinds of dancing on television, then we're going in the opposite direction. Is this a threat to women more than it is to children? Is this a threat to marriages more than it is to the education of children? Our number is 855-500-7445, 855-500-7445. This is the world-famous Phil Henry Show, philhenryshow.com. Famous Phil Henry Show here every night till 10 o'clock on the West Coast, 1 a.m. on the East Coast, a news, talk, and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about. Truth is our bitch, and we've been looking at, again, this Miley Cyrus performance from last night, which was the highly controversial performance involving, as Ms. Dooley has been telling us. And are you? And I think that at some point you guys are going to arrive home, and Bobby, you're going to be talking to us from your home. Your husband, Steve, has gone ahead of you. And has got this thing racked up at home. Now, obviously we're watching it here. I don't think we have any need we don't really have any need of you guys playing it for us. So, what is the idea?
Well, the idea, Phil, is to show you the effect. We're pulling in right now, as a matter of fact. Hey, Umberto, hi. Yeah, we're going home. We're going through a gate now. We live in a gated community, Phil, private security here. And the idea, Phil, is to show you the effect that this is going to have on a marriage from the standpoint of the husband. I got Steve is at home right now. We're going to go in the house here and I'm going to park it. Okay, boys, take your books. Take your books out. Justin, take your books. I'm sorry, Phil, we're just getting out of the car now.
Okay.
And
she's not going to have those boys looking at her.
What was that?
Nothing. Don't worry. You're not having your boys watching this.
No, I am not, but it's not about the boys. I told you, it's about wives being threatened. So if you could ask her to butt out.
I'm butting out. I asked a question. But never mind.
Thank you. All right, we're in the house now. Steve, honey, do you have that on there now? Put it on right now, okay?
All right, things right now. Looking at the tape replay of it.
He's going to look at the tape replay and the part, cue it up to the part, honey, where she is. There is one part, Phil, where she slaps the rear end of some dancer who has an enormous posterior.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, that's the part that seems to have had the most effect on a lot of the men that were watching. Go.
Yeah.
Do you hear that?
What am I listening to?
Listening to the music of the show, and...
Yeah.
Now, she's getting a standing ovation here.
Wait, hold on for a minute. What is that in the background?
That's my husband, Steve.
Yeah.
Now, he's reacting to the big butt.
I got it.
This is really disgusting, what's being done to my husband.
I'll say it's this. I'm butting in right now. This is disgusting, and this is not anything that every man goes through. It's your husband.
If she doesn't get out of that studio and shut that beer drain that she calls a mouth, so help me, Jesus.
Margaret, get out of here.
I'm sorry, Phil, but as God is my witness, as Jesus Christ is my Savior, I will get into my car. I will...
Just...
All right, now right here, Steve. There's the big butt, Steve.
Oh, yeah.
See, this to me is as vile as it gets. When a husband sits there, and this happened with the Britney Spears video, and this continues to happen, and I have to tell you that... That for me, it's one of those issues that we continually put aside because we say it's the children that are being hurt.
So, in your opinion, and I got to tell you something, I'm watching Miley Cyrus's dance right now, and it is having no such effect on me But I suppose you'll say that's because I'm of advanced years.
Well, Mr. Henry, you're not the youngest man in the world.
Okay. That's fine, you know, if you want to believe that. But I can tell you that I'm still pretty healthy in that area, and I'm looking at the... She looks kind of goofy. I'm not seeing anything that is shocking me, because as far as I'm concerned, I've seen a lot more shocking on television, but for some reason, because this was the VMA, you know.
Yeah.
Okay, she just put her face right into it.
Yeah.
Let me talk to Steve for a minute.
Steve, he wants to talk to you.
What?
He wants to talk to you.
Yeah.
Hey, Mr. Dooley?
Yeah.
Okay, can you pull him away from that?
Turn it off. Turn it off. Just turn it off. Just turn it off. I'm sick of it. I'm sick of it. Turn it off.
I'm doing channel.
He wants to talk to you.
Who?
Mr. Henry wants to talk.
Yeah.
Did your wife literally have to turn the channel there?
Yeah.
All right, Steve, I want to ask you something. What was happening there on screen?
They, put her face in it.
She put her... I mean...
She put her face in it.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. And, that was what they...
Give me the phone, will you? He's not making any sense. He's babbling like there's about... If he doesn't get a slobber bucket in here, then, you know, all bets are off. But what I'm saying is, Phil, that we have proof positive here that I think there is at least one normal man reacting this way.
All right, I'm going to tell you something. I'm looking at the video of this, and I'm looking at audience members. And with the exception of a handful of people who stood up and gave her a standing ovation, everybody in this crowd looks either bored to tears, extremely disturbed. You see what I'm saying?
Yes, I see that, and that's because they are witnessing the coming of age of a woman, this Miley Cyrus, this Hannah Montana, that at one time was this, she was the little girl that we all wanted our little girls to be, this adventuresome young Nancy Drew type, a young lady of adolescence coming into womanhood, and now she has, and every woman in America is upset with that. Every woman in America is jealous of that. Every woman in America, I'll tell you right now, every woman in America wishes they had the body like that.
Yeah.
Steve, don't do that anymore.
Yeah.
Don't do that anymore, because it's disturbing me. And I feel that our appearance here on Mr. Henry's program is really heading south.
Yeah.
See, she just humped the... Okay, she humped the foam finger.
Are you guys watching? Because I don't hear any music.
We have the sound turned down.
Okay, so she humped the foam finger, and...
Mr. Andy, she humped the foam finger. What happened there? Am I right, or is my appearance on your program this evening going south?
It's not going south, it's just you're not making your point. You know, and your husband going, yeah, in the background isn't helping. You thought it was going to help. It's not helping.
He's reacting to the foam... Rewind it to the foam finger. Justin, rewind to the foam finger.
Wait a minute, have you got your kids in there?
I'm sorry, Justin, get out of here.
Are your kids in there?
Get out of here. No, not anymore. I'll do it. All right, here's the foam finger part. She sticks it. Well.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, you can hear my husband, a normal man.
Mom, you know, I'm going to tell you something. I don't think he sounds like a normal man.
Did you just call for your mommy?
What did
he do? He just went, mommy. Isn't that what you did, Phil?
No, I did not. I was two words got caught there in the middle of the sentence. I was going to say my, and I was going to say I, and it came out mom. All right?
Yeah, sure.
All right, well, you can think what you want.
Yeah, it does sound like mommy.
It sounded like mommy, like that. And you're saying it isn't.
It doesn't make any difference. All I'm asking you is, do you feel that your husband is a normal reflection of manhood, or do you think that there's something wrong with him?
What do you expect a wife to say to that?
Well, I want an honest answer, because I'm here not having this reaction at all, and I'm looking at audience members. More to the point, you don't have to believe me. You don't have to think that I'm normal. Look at the men in the audience. Look at them, all right?
These are all celebrities that see this just about every time they go into a VIP section of a club.
Get out and probably do, Mr. Henry.
I just saw Drake was looking at the floor like he was super embarrassed. He was looking like it was just not... Not happening for him.
So, Drake. Oh, well, I'm so just worshiping at the feet of Drake. Is he the arbiter of sex? Is he the arbiter of performance? Is he? Oh, you know what's wrong with Drake? Robin Thicke. That's what's wrong with Drake. And look, see, they're jealous.
No, I'm looking at people. She is barely getting a reaction from the audience. There's two or three people standing. It must have been the most embarrassing thing in the world for her.
Yeah.
Why are you saying yeah, Phil? Who's my husband?
Steve.
He just went yeah at a NASCAR commercial.
Yeah.
My name is Phil Henry. He's Steve.
I know that. I'm very...
All right.
Yeah.
Turn the video off.
It's a NASCAR commercial. Do you understand?
Yeah.
All right. We'll take a break. You can come back in, Margaret, if you want.
No, I don't want to go back in there. Your entire studio is infected with her.
Miley Cyrus, she did hump the foam finger, but I don't see that as anything that any average, ordinary woman couldn't learn. If what she's saying is true, that this was really more a performance about threatening the women of America, nothing I saw is anything beyond the talents of the American woman. Maybe I'm wrong, but I don't think so. We'll be right back. It's the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Later on tonight, New York Jets news, because they have a quarterback controversy, so we're going to go into some sports. We also have not an epidemic, but an outbreak of measles, and we're going to get some guests on to talk about mothers that don't inoculate or vaccinate their kids, or fathers or parents, or something like that. I guess it's just like a mom-bashing night, or just a Women of America bashing night. We'll find out. Here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show on this Monday night, just crawling back into about the only really cool thing about Mondays, around here anyway, this Monday, is the weather outside has turned so awesome. And I realize it's summer, and I realize it's supposed to be really, really nice in the summertime, but it has not been here. It's been nasty here in terms of weather. So when I looked outside today and saw that weather, man, that was some kind of beautiful thing to look at. Don't forget our website, philhenryshow.com. We'd love to have you as a backstage pass member. Join us at philhenryshow.com. That's philhenryshow.com for a backstage pass and more fun and frivolity. Be right back here on the world famous Phil Henry Show, number 855-500-7445. World-famous Phil Henry Show every night here till 10 on the West Coast, 1 a.m. on the East Coast. News, talk, and entertainment. Underline entertainment for you and yours here from the El Pacifico. And Bobby and Steve Dooley joining us this hour. We're going to wrap up here as we talk here about Miley Cyrus, her performance last night, and the disastrous reception that it received this morning via the news. Everybody that could possibly critique it did. Anyone that could possibly bring a negative opinion did. The performers there, other than Miley Cyrus, other entertainers, almost uniformly negative. Moms, dads, everybody. And everyone's saying about the same thing. This is just a bad performance, inappropriate. And Ms. Dooley, you sound like somebody who is attempting to rehabilitate Miley Cyrus with some very, very weak, very, very weak defense.
Well, Phil, I could care about Miley Cyrus. Just so you know what I think of Miley Cyrus, I think that she comes from, if you'll pardon me, she comes from a very low class of people. Her father was a successful man, yes, but at the end of the day, these are very rural and very lower class people whose roots go back hundreds of years to the indentured servants that came over here from Europe. So Miley Cyrus really traces her roots to just this kind of cabin wench and some of these cabin people that served aboard these ships. And
well, all right, we don't have to be insulting,
I'm not being insulting.
Oh, the cabin people.
Well, whatever. What is a cabin person?
People that were in below decks, way, way down, and they were called up to do things.
Okay. Whatever that was back in those days, we're talking about these large sailing ships, so they didn't have exactly first and second class.
Well, they sure had a class that was not first class, and that's where her people, Miley Cyrus...
That's not about where the bilge is.
Yeah, where the bilge is. She came from the bilge.
So you could say like a bilge lady.
Was there a term called bilge lady? I don't know.
No, there's no bilge lady. But she might have come from, I doubt that there was any set. I don't have any idea. If you want to think of where she might have sprung from in terms of her European roots, maybe lower class people, maybe the indentured servant. I never heard of bilge lady. David G. Hall is also joining us on the other, on our newsmaker line. I want to get on the phone here. David, what's up?
What's it up, Ms. Dooley? How are you?
I'm fine, David.
What's with the phone calls?
What's with the what?
What's with the phone calls? You getting any phone calls?
No, we're not getting any phone calls.
You're not getting any phone calls?
No.
You mean you're not getting any phone calls you can use?
We're not getting any phone calls.
Hold on for a minute. I'm going to call the talk line. I got to find out.
Is this something you want to talk about on the air?
Well, I got to. I haven't heard any phone calls. In 2 weeks, I haven't heard any phone calls. Let me call the other line and see if it's working.
Wait. Hold on, David. Hold on, okay?
What?
We've tried that. We've tested the lines. Everything works. Everything's great.
What's going on here?
I'll tell you what's going on. There's not enough radio stations with enough listeners. That's what's going on.
We're out in New York City.
And they're all fans.
Jeez.
Don't worry about it. I got it under control. I don't need you calling up Mr. Program Director, okay?
Well, I'm just saying.
Don't go into a panic. I got it under control.
What about that Ruth from Anaheim?
I don't know what happened. She's probably dead by now. Are you kidding me? Ruth from Anaheim?
I remember her. She was a lot of fun.
Hold on for a minute, Julie. I'm sorry to me. I'm talking with my host now. What about that,
Hey, this is stuff we can talk about off the air. Do you understand?
Yeah, I know, but I'm riding around here with Daphne.
Really? Have you made any stops at donut shops? I shouldn't say stop. Have you slowed down to 40 miles an hour at a donut shop?
Hey, watch it, will you?
You're the guy that told me that you don't come to a full stop.
I didn't say that we don't come to a full stop. I said, Daphne said to me, there's no reason for you to stop the car. Just roll it down to about 5 miles an hour, and I'll do a running jump out, or however you want to call it. That's what she does. What's wrong with that? You know, you make it sound like I'm kicking her out of the car. I'm not. She is, by her own volition, doing a sort of a step out of the car where she's in a running motion.
Why? That's all I want to know. Why?
I called up about something else.
All right, but I'm just... You know, you're telling me you're riding around with Daphne. If she is the originator of this phone call tonight.
Well, she was asking. She said, "Where's the phone calls?" So I said, "You know what? I'll call him up."
Well, is that right? Well, you tell Daphne everything's under control.
Look,
tell Daphne everything's under control.
Daphne, buddy. Well, she's eating right now.
Does that mean her ears are plugged up?
No. Hey, Daphne. Well, you know what? This is gonna. You're not gonna believe me. She has some donut in her ear. I don't think she can hear me.
Oh, my God.
No, not oh, my God. Daphne, honey, hold on. Let me get that out of your ear, honey.
How'd she get donut in her ear?
I don't know. How'd you get the donut in your ear? Oh, she slipped and fell. She slipped and fell. Oh, all right. She fell sideways into the box when she was getting in the car, and the donut lodged in her ear, so she literally could not hear me. Honey, can you hear me? She's got donut in the other ear.
Will you come on, man? I'm wasting time here.
Hold on. Get the donut out of your ear. All right. Well, you told me to call Phil, right? Yeah, she said to call up. She said, "Where's the phone calls?"
Well, isn't that nice? Next time Daphne asks you to do something relative to my show, ignore her.
Well, I can't ignore her. That woman's going to be my wife, and I would like you to give her the respect she's accorded.
Well, when she's your wife, that's fine.
You just went, well, a lot of people have been telling me that you're going, like you don't know what you're doing on the air. Maybe that's why you're not getting phone calls.
I know exactly what I'm doing on the air, and I'm asking you to cease and desist. Have the donuts. Have yourself a nice drive around town, okay?
Well, Daphne wants to say something, honey.
Thank you very much, Bud. I didn't even ask Bud to cut that off.
Yeah, Dad, be proactive.
Good move, Bud.
Thank you, Ms.
Gray.
Well, I was going to say Ms. Dooley.
He was going to call me Miss Dooley.
Hold on. We're going to be back here for just a few seconds with Bobby Dooley and Steve Dooley and the entire Miley Cyrus thing. I had that rolling in the background. I don't know if anybody saw it, but it was what it was. I don't find one thing shocking about it. And so what can I tell you, Bobby? I don't think that this is an issue any longer. I think there's people that are upset, but I think the people that are more upset are probably people in the media.
Well, I'm just saying, to the extent that anyone, when we got a lot of people that were complaining, so I don't, you know, we had a lot of women saying, look at how she's dancing, look at the way she sticks it to here, and she's put her face there. She she put her face into the hind end of that big butted. It was like a big. What was it?
Like a raccoon.
It was like a big. A raccoon with a big. Excuse me for saying, Phil. A raccoon with a big ass. She put her face in that, and then she took the foam finger.
But basically, took a ride.
And took a ride. She took a ride on the. Might want to call it the finger on the F train.
Yeah, the foam finger train.
On the double F train. And then what she did.
All right.
That was asinine.
Well, you know something? It might have been asinine, but so is all this debate that's going on today about this. And I'll tell you why it's asinine. Because this was a problem. It was a problem apparently we were supposed to be rid of when? Whenever the Janet Jackson thing happened. So we were supposed to be rid of that problem, and we were supposed to be cleaning things up, and, you know, nobody really expected it to be cleaned up, you know. It's just going in the opposite direction. So people getting shocked by this stuff, it doesn't make any sense to me, you know. It doesn't make any sense to me. World famous Phil Henry Show. I'll tell you what people should do is just give up on trying to control what's on the tube and just control what it is you're watching.
Well, that is your, that's the liberal approach, which I don't agree with, even though I'm a liberal.
Right. World famous Phil Henry Show, measles and the New York Jets coming up here on the Phil Henry Show, 800-855-500-7445. Welcome back here to the world-famous Phil Henry Show and philhenryshow.com. Backstage Pass gets you access to our nightly videocast. We videocast the show as well as everything else that we do every night with our show, broadcast. We have online a videocast of our show. We also are going to go out to Northern California here in a moment to talk to Dean Wheeler. Why don't we cut his line off there, but thank you. Dean Wheeler is with us from the Northern California Holistic Center. He's going to be talking about mental health and how that has become a very personal issue for him and his wife, Emeralda. But again, backstage pass to philhenryshow.com is exactly the ticket. It is exactly the entree that you need into the wild and marvelous world that we live in here. And on any given night, it just gets, you know, well, I can tell you, it's on any given night, it's it never gets normal around here. All right. Our number 855-500-7445. It gets different, but it don't get normal. 855-500-7445. And if you are watching us on Phil TV, what you're seeing behind me on the screen behind me is the Miley Cyrus dance. Are we going to get tired of it? Probably. But, you know, it's worth it. What the hell, you know?
Well, it's distracting, I think, for some people, which I don't think is a good idea. Don't you want people watching you and paying attention to you?
Yeah, it's good to look at it and see it and everything.
Yeah, I know why you think it's good to look at. I'm asking Mr. Henry as the host.
I think that it's fine. It's great. It's great atmosphere, okay? Dean Wheeler joining us along with his wife, Emeralda. Dean, how are you?
I'm doing good, Phil. Thank you very much for taking time for a very important issue, which is mental health. And I don't know if the Miley Cyrus dance has anything to do with that. It certainly has a lot to do with health, healthy thinking, and I think healthy activity.
What is your feeling on it?
Well, honey, I'm not going to talk about it. I checked with Emeralda, as you know, and we're not going to.
You checked with, I'm sorry?
She doesn't want me to talk about it, and that's what we do in our family. And
okay, I understand.
My wife is, well, she's calling me off the whole subject now. All right, okay. I got it, honey, I got it. Good. Next topic.
All right. So, well, that's interesting. Your wife doesn't want you to talk about it, though.
Next topic.
I'm going to say Emeralda does not allow him to talk about certain things on the air.
Next topic, I said. Next topic is what I just got done saying it to you.
All right. We're on to the next topic, which is mental health. You are in the at the Northern California Holistic Center. Tell me about your interest in the ongoing issue of mental health.
Well, the ongoing issue of mental health, Phil, as I look at your videocast and I see this young woman, Miley Cyrus, jumping about and disrespecting her body and disrespecting herself, really, and she's allowing that man, Robin Thicke, to debase her. Is this not an issue of mental health when we talk about how we behave in society, and is this not an issue of mental health when we talk about how our children are reacting to it?
I think it is. And I think it's always going to be something important. And so you can take the Miley Cyrus show. You can take the average everyday interaction that a child may have at school. You can take the interaction you may have at work. Is it healthy? Is it not? All of these things are important. How are we dealing with the world? And how are we dealing with each other in that world? That is what we are. Okay. Hold on for a minute, Phil. One there. That is how we deal with this world. And so we at the Northern California Holistic Center have decided to have our weekly counseling. Okay.
What's going on?
Well, we have, you remember we had the problem with the tree squirrels, and we got the same thing again here. So that's why we're having weekly counseling.
Well, do you want to move inside?
Yes, I would, Margaret, but I'd really like to take my direction from Mr. Henry because it gets confusing.
I understand.
Take it easy, Margaret. That would be good.
All right, I can move inside. The only problem about moving inside is that part of what we wanted to talk about was animal rights and animal cruelty and also the rights of humans having to do with that. And moving inside is going to be a move. If I move inside, it shows a little bit of weakness. But I can certainly look at that.
Well, weakness?
Yes, weakness, not hmm.
This reminds me of your last appearance on the show, though, Dean.
Am I interviewing you? This is the problem that a lot of people have on your program, Phil.
All right, you're talking to me, but Margaret jumped in with a couple of questions that I should have asked, and I didn't. You had this problem the last time you were on the show.
What problem is that?
You were distracted by the outdoors somehow by an animal. Is that a squirrel?
Yeah, it's a squirrel, and this is the problem that we've got. And I've got JT Exterminations. They're not going to exterminate, but I've got JT Exterminators over here, and we've got some pest control people, and we're dealing with it. Now, I'm talking about mental health. Are you guys going to... I'm talking about mental health, and I'm talking about how it can be dealt with in modern times, and I think that's very, very important.
All right, our number is 855-500-7445. So you have free counseling that you're going to be doing, correct?
Yes, free counseling that is going to be affected here beginning on Saturday. So you can come to the clinic, you can sit down and talk to people about what is disturbing you, you can...
See, to me, it sounds like that's bothering you right there, the animal.
It's a squirrel, and the animal is... We've got JT over here from JT Exterminators. Are you guys going to get up there and deal with that? Wait. What are you waiting for? They're on a dinner break right now. Okay, they're on a dinner break. What I had today, Phil, just to let your audience in on it, I had these guys over. They were looking in the... If you have a home where you have those kind of crawl spaces near the roof, you're going to want to go up there occasionally and double-check to make sure that, you know, animals don't go in. You can get raccoons.
Yeah, we had that problem when we lived in Thousand Oaks.
Oh, so you did so. So see, honey, Phil's backing me up. He said they had that problem. She didn't think that the raccoons could get into a house.
Oh, no, yeah, no, they do. We had a problem with a tree limb that extended over the roof of our house, and somehow, some way, the raccoons were getting into that crawl space. I think there was a vent or something that was not sealed around where the roof meets the rest of the structure, and we had at least one or maybe two raccoons up there, and the guy came up and lassoed one of them. I think he put some bait. I don't know what happened, but we got rid of him.
Well, was it poison or something? Because I couldn't do that.
I don't think so, man. I don't think it was poison. I think what we did eventually is we sealed it up so they couldn't get in there. I think they eliminated the nest, and that was that. If you're poisoning and killing an animal up there, you're going to smell it, you know?
Yeah, Emerald has said she doesn't want to smell the dead bodies up there, the dead raccoon or whatever. She thought that we were going to have some prairie dog or something. I never thought about that.
Prairie dog?
Well, that's what she said. Phil Henry says no.
All right, are we talking about mental health here?
Yes, we are. Yes, we are.
Well, then let's get to it.
Well, you know, I'm going to get to it, Phil, but you asked me a question about what's up in this tree and what I've been dealing with personally. And I've got the guys from JT Exterminators.
Yeah, I know you've got JT Exterminators over there. And I'd rather, we don't want to do a commercial for them.
No, I know that, but I'm letting you know, but they're on their dinner break. That's why we're outside right now, and when they get, see what I'm saying?
Why will you not move inside?
Because he doesn't want to show weakness.
That's right, yeah. Is the co-host being heard from now?
No, she isn't, but she did say, and I forgot, you don't want to show weakness, is that it?
Yes, that's right.
What do you mean by that?
Are we talking about mental health or about squirrels? Because I...
All right, let's take a break.
Are you taking a break because you have to consult with people as to whether the guy on the... Never mind.
Let's take a break. This is the world-famous Phil Henry Show. We're talking to Dean Wheeler about the new mental health counseling, free counseling that they're going to be... that they're going to have there at their clinic or at the Northern California Holistic Center starting on Saturday. And I think it's a fantastic service that he's providing. And I don't, certainly not reading anything into that, but while we're talking to him, there's a problem there with in the back. Turn that off, will you, bud?
That's the backyard.
Yeah, I know. Why are you doing that?
You see, the squirrel showed up.
We know the squirrel showed up, as you put it.
Hold on for a minute. This is not about the squirrel. We're talking to Dean Wheeler. We'll be right back, folks, here on a world-famous Phil Henry Show. 855-500-7445. 855-500-7445. As the Miley Cyrus... Oh, right there. She's doing the foam finger there. So if you want to see the Miley Cyrus video, it's playing behind me on our screen here in our green room. Everybody's having themselves something to drink. We've got some popcorn. We've got some Cracker Jacks. And we've got Miley Cyrus riding a foam finger. So... it feels pretty good to me.
Yeah.
I'm leaving.
You do that, Margaret. We'll be right back. World famous Phil Henry Show, 855-500-7445. Phil Henry Show. Welcome back, 855-500-7445. Dean Wheeler on the line with us from the Northern California Holistic Centers. We're talking about the new program of mental health counseling that they're offering up there. And I have to say that we're also dealing with another problem. Dean?
Yeah, we're not dealing with another problem. We've got that problem under control. I think that the problem we're having is I think there's probably too much focus on it. I've got the guys here, as I mentioned, Phil, and I don't want to do a commercial. The guys are here from JT Extermination. And are you guys off your dinner? Why don't you come on over here? This is JT himself, Phil.
Hi.
How you doing, JT?
Well, I'm doing really good.
And so you guys are going to get rid of some squirrels?
Well, we're going to try... We've still got another 15 minutes for our dinner break, though. Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you were... No. Okay. All right. So they have another 15 minutes on the dinner break, and then they're going to be going and doing, you know, but...
Tell me again, because we have not really dealt with the mental health... We have not dealt with the mental health program that you guys have, and why are you not in the house or someplace?
Because, Phil, hold on for a minute, will you? Hold on. Sorry, I thought I'm trying to explain that to you, and at the same time, I'm getting to the mental health issue, and I wish that you'd hear me, and I understand it probably is difficult. I've got the flyer, Emeralda, thank you. My wife is giving me a flyer. This is our mental health flyer, and if you show up on Saturday, beginning at 10 o'clock, you're going to be able to have... All right, see, that's a problem right there, Bill. I'm still on the... That's a problem, you hear that? Yeah, I'm still on a dinner break. You want me to talk into this phone? I can tell this guy on the phone, too. Okay. Go ahead. Tell Mr. Henry and tell all of his listeners why it is you're not dealing with this.
All right. I don't want to get into a consumer problem with the exterminator, okay?
Oh, go ahead. Tell him. We're still on our dinner break, Mr. Henry.
Okay. Fine. He's on his dinner break. You're the one that's standing there under this activity that's taking place.
I'm glad you said activity, okay? I'm glad you said activity because... Emeralda, come here. Because I told you to come here. She didn't. She's still going in the house.
Dean, can I tell you one thing?
No, please don't start telling me how to live my life.
I'm not. No. I just know that you have a history, and I just want to...
I understand. I'm fine. Our mental health counseling, Phil, and even if I begin to get distracted by the animals in the tree, I know these guys are going to be... breaking for dinner. I mean, they're going to be ending their dinner break. I will not be distracted. 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 Jesus, I will not be distracted. I will not be distracted.
Okay, don't be distracted and tell me what's on the, what you want to tell me.
I'm telling you what I want to tell you. I will not be distracted.
About the mental health week.
Mental health week?
Whatever it is you're doing.
We're having mental health counseling. That's what we're doing. We're having mental health counseling. 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 We're having mental health counseling.
All right, put him on hold.
No, please.
All right, so we have to make a decision here. Do we keep this guy? What do we do?
Well, you're the one that wanted to talk with him about it, Phil.
No, I didn't. He was the one that sent the flyer, Bud.
Yeah, it's pretty important. I'm having mental health, don't you think?
Yeah, I think mental health is really important. Right now, I'm wondering whether the guy we have on the phone has any.
Well, Phil, I think that's a little judgmental. What you need to do is get him to go inside the house. He's probably very angry that you put him on hold.
No, he's not angry about anything. Hey, Dean, it's Phil again. Now, listen, I really believe, and I talked to Margaret, you need to go inside.
No, we're not going inside, and the reason why we're not going inside is because we are not going to have our lives and our happiness and the direction that I want my life to go in dictated by animals that... I'm not going to have my life dictated by something that does not even live as well as I do. It lives where it lives. I live in a house. It eats what it eats. I eat food at the store. You see, I'm not going to have that all of a sudden determine that even though it can't build a house or grow crops, you see, it's going to tell me how to live. It's not going to happen. All right. JT?
Still on my dinner break.
I'm still on my dinner break. Well, when do you guys get off your dinner break?
You know, you might as well just figure these guys are on their dinner break. All right, so Mental Health Week.
It's not Mental Health Week, for Jesus. I got the flyer. I'm sorry. I'm very sorry, Phil. I apologize.
You sound to me like you're under a lot of pressure, man.
No, I'm not. I'm fine. I'm fine. Oh, shut up.
You telling me to shut up?
No, I'm telling this fool. Tell that thing to shut up. JT, come here. Tell that thing to shut up. Are you on your dinner break? You can't even do that? Hey, you want me to just say, shut up. There. What a big help this guy is. All right, our mental health counseling, Phil, it's not Mental Health Week. It's our mental health counseling center. It's going to be available for adults. It's going to be available for young adults.
Hello?
Yeah, no, I'm here. I just thought I heard something. It's going to be available for adults. It'll be available for our young adults. Our adult center will be open between 10 and 6, Monday through Friday, which is what we think is very exciting. And the young adult center will be open from 9 to 5, Monday through Friday. These are two separate areas. We get going a little bit earlier for the kids because they do have some consideration in terms of school and so forth. Now, the mental health... Oh, God, I feel so good. You haven't even heard a squirrel yet, have you?
I wouldn't be saying that because, you know, you know how the law of averages works.
No, you're right about that. I better keep quiet. But it's just, it's wonderful, it's wonderful, it's wonderful, it's wonderful, it's wonderful. Emeralda, if you try to hand me one more flyer, I swear to God I'm going to lose it. I'm going to lose it. She's handing me flyers. I got 50 of them now. They're all the same thing. I know, honey, but they're all the same thing. What is that? What is it? It's a frog. Okay, I thought it was a squirrel. Phil, our mental health center is designed to, we do not diagnose, but we can counsel. And we can tell young people or adults if we think they are suffering from an ailment that needs further prescription. For instance, if someone tends to be psychotic, I'm just going to be quiet until it's done.
Well, this is no way to conduct a radio show, okay?
Well, I'm telling you, I'm not going inside. Okay. We can tell them if they are psychotic. We can tell them if they're...
Is that a squirrel?
Yes, it's a squirrel.
It sounds like a monkey.
Get a load of him, a monkey. Sounds like a monkey to me, too. Have we got monkeys in this tree? All right, mental health.
Let's take a phone call from a listener.
A phone call about what?
About mental health. Hi, Charlie, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead, sir.
Oh, hello, Phil. I'm listening to this broadcast. I'm trying to get as much information as I possibly can because my wife suffers from Alzheimer's disease. I'm sorry to hear that, sir. That's all right. I appreciate it. Is this Mr. Wheeler? Yes, this is Dean Wheeler. This is Charlie the Fountain. I live in Baltimore, Maryland. I commute between Baltimore and Boston. I wanted to ask you about Alzheimer's counseling for elderly, for the senior citizens, and whether or not they should be. I feel my wife belongs in a locked ward. Well, that's a very tough decision to make. You can... Hello? I'm sorry. I thought I heard this... Yeah, if you could forget about the squirrels for about 5 seconds, I'd really appreciate it. Well, you know something, pal?
All right, hold on for a minute. I have to take a break. That's all I can do. And I would love to be able to say to him, excuse me, Dean, we'll take a break and we'll be right back with you. But he gets obsessed over this squirrel situation. World famous Phil Hendry Show here. The number is 855-500-7445 as we talk with Dean Wheeler about his two mental health centers, one for young adults and one for adults. And in the meantime, he's got JT's exterminators over there as they're trying to deal with this squirrel situation. And you have to talk this guy into going inside.
He won't go inside because it's a test of wills.
It's a test of wills with what?
With the squirrel, aren't you listening?
Yeah, I'm going with the squirrel.
This guy has got a test of wills with squirrels. Is that what I'm hearing?
Yes, if you'd only sit and listen, Phil.
All right, well, if this cat... We're going to be right back. Our number, 855-500-7445, Phil Hendry Show.
Go.
It's the Phil Hendry Show here every night, Monday through Friday, with you, for you, all over you, and philhendryshow.com, and video casting in HD as well at philhendryshow.com. With me is Dean Wheeler and his wife, Emerelda. They are at the Northern California Holistic Center, and they're talking with us here about mental health, and I am, you know, I forgive me, Dean, but I've been distracted. I know you don't want us to be, but that seems to be the case here. And I understand your wife is Emerelda. By the way, Emerelda has had a singing career that has been going well.
And I appreciate that, Phil. I don't really want to talk about her singing career tonight. Her singing career is fine. No, and she's been handing me flyers on the singing career. But tonight I want to talk about her. And I do appreciate that. But I've got and I want to say one other thing here, if I could. I know that you didn't want me. See what I'm saying right there, JT? Are you still on a dinner break? No, I'm not. I'm going to get up the tree here. We've had a problem, as you know, Phil, in our backyard with this kind of pest. It's a squirrel. It's a tree squirrel. You said to me, why don't I go inside? I want to go inside, and I would go inside, but I go inside, and you're going to think that this is a pay-on to George Bush and 9/11. No, it is not. No, it is not. But I want to say, if I go inside, it wins. You see? The MRL is laughing. It's my wife.
Well, it is it's a sort of a laughable statement, Dean.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, it is. It is.
Nobody asked your opinion, JT. If you could get up and please. I didn't think I'd be arguing with a guy that I hired. Would you get up and get it, please, and not argue with me? I'm going to go up there right now. You give me the phone. Give me my phone back then.
Why is that guy on the phone?
Because I gave him the phone to talk to you. Again, Emerelda, don't laugh and don't give me any more flyers. Sit down and have your iced tea. As I told you earlier, Phil, the mental health center, which I want to talk about, but if I go inside, I hate it so much. I hate that thing so much. I'm way up the street now. You're getting up the street? I got to go back up the street to the truck, yes, sir. And what are you getting? I'm getting rope. I'm going to get, we'll fashion a noose. Oh, honey. Emerald is upset because he's going to fashion a noose.
What is he fashioning a noose for?
Three guesses.
Is he going to... Is that man going to strangle the rodent?
Are you strangling the rodent? I'm being asked that on the radio. What do we do? I look like Judge Roy being the hanging judge. Don't make any jokes about...
What did he say?
He said, am I Judge Roy being the hanging judge? I said, no. He says, well, but he's fashioning these little nooses.
All right, you know what, man? You hired this guy, and I'm going to have to just conclude this interview because it's getting more bizarre as the hour goes by.
Okay, fine, conclude it if you don't care about mental health.
I care about mental health, man. What I don't understand is the situation you got going there with this JT, your wife, Emeralda, who wants to give you a flyer about her singing career, and you apparently have squirrels that are distracting you to the point where you can't say anything, but you don't want to go inside because if you do... It wins, although you don't want that to be a pay-on, as you called it, to President Bush.
I didn't say Judge Roy Bean.
I know. You said President Bush.
You almost said you went Judge President. I didn't say that.
Dean, will you let me finish? To President Bush and the terrorists win.
No, I didn't say terrorists win. I said if I go inside...
I understand. I know.
May I finish? If I go inside, that wins, and I'm pointing at it. I can see it as clear as God made green apples. Why can't you guys? Well, I know he's up there somewhere. I'm looking right. He's looking straight at me.
What is?
The squirrel is. Oh, good.
855-500-7445. 855-500-7445. Go to a phone call here. Karen. Hi, Karen. How you doing?
Bill, I love your program. I get such a kick out of you. And I love Dean Wheeler, and I love... Now I have a new love, and that's JT the Exterminator Man.
Who is this, Bill?
Hold on. It's Karen. Thank you very much, Karen. It's nice.
Hold on. I got Jerry. Jerry.
Hey, Bill, this is wonderful tonight. Really enjoying it. And I wanted, if I could take a couple of minutes to remind you that we'll have the third annual... Stock Car and Soapbox Derby is going to be in the neighborhood here. We'd sure as hell love to have you as a judge.
I can't make it. I do appreciate it, though. But I cannot make it. It's back east. I am going to be in Orlando that week for the NAB.
Excuse me. Am I the guest on the show?
You are, but just...
I want to ask you a question, Mr. Wheeler. My name is Jerry Doteen, and I'm very interested in your problem. Have you tried Ferrorax? Ferrorax. Do you know what that is?
We're talking about mental health tonight, sir.
Oh, I thought you were discussing a squirrel.
Well, that's what I wanted to talk about, Phil. Don't get... Hold on. Phil, this is Karen.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Give me the phone back. I wanted to call... Jerry had the cure. He had what is it?
Like a poison.
It's a bait. Yeah, it's a bait for squirrels.
No, we're not talking about squirrels. He doesn't want to talk about squirrels.
I don't want to talk about squirrels. I told you I don't want to talk about a squirrel.
All right, I'm sorry, Mr. Wheeler. I'm so very, very sorry. I'm Karen, and I love you, and I love your whole family, and I love the Northern California... What do you call it again?
It's the Holistic Center.
The Northern California Holistic Center. I'm sorry. Here, I'll give it back to Jerry.
I don't want
to
hear Jerry.
Jerry.
Yeah, so if you can't make it, I certainly do understand. Just the consideration you give us, Phil, is all that we ask, and it's wonderful to have you even consider it.
I do appreciate the invite. It's probably not anything I'm going to be able to get to, Jerry, as the weeks go by here as we get into the month of September. Because I said, I'm going to the NAB in Orlando. I have a friend of mine that has a book signing in Jacksonville that week that I'm going to attend. So it's a little cramped.
Well, I certainly understand. But just the fact you considered it, Phil, we consider it honored.
Okay, Jerry, thank you.
Thank you.
This is Dean Wheeler. I'm the guest on the program.
You are the guest on the program, Dean. But I'm, hold on.
I'm going to get going, because it sounds like Dean's going to cry.
I'm not going to cry.
Goodbye.
All right, Karen, thank you. Dean Wheeler is our guest, and let's go to California, Lancaster, California. Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, Phil, I wanted to question this man's competency in having any kind of mental health center, because he's standing there, and he's getting backed off by a squirrel, and I can... I can hear the fear in his voice.
It is not fear. Sorry, what is your name?
My name is Austin.
All right, Austin, it's not fear. It's not fear. If anything, the fear is in the animal, because He knows that I live here. He lives up there. I live here in a warm home. He lives up there in a tree. The fear is in him, you see, and the only way that he can disrupt me is by coming out onto his limb. And I know it sounds crazy.
Yeah, it sounds very crazy, because you're talking about...
I'm talking to the gentleman, not you.
Sir Henry, let me just tell this man. If I was you, I would show even more of your dominance by saying, you know something, I'm going to go into my house because I choose to go into my house because that's where I have a refrigerator, I've got food, I've got a bed, I've got things in that house that you don't have. See, that's the message that I would send. And
how do you do that once you're in the house?
Well, I would open the window every 20 minutes and just wave something out. Like if you're going to have what a squirrel enjoys are the nuts, the different nuts. Do you have a box? If you've got any kind of a can of Planters,
those Spanish peanuts, honey. Because I'm going to show it to a squirrel. I don't give a damn what you think. You'll get them. Yeah?
Yeah, and if you wave the can out the window.
Okay, you guys hear yourselves?
Excuse me, just a second, Mr. Eric.
No. Do you guys hear yourselves?
Yes, I do.
All right. You're talking about waving cans of nuts out the window so that the squirrel sees it. So that what happens?
This is the way he talks when he's feeling like he's better than everybody else.
Mr. Henry, I've listened to your program, and I don't think you're giving this gentleman a fair hearing. I think
he's supposed to be on here talking about mental health, and instead, I'm getting the impression that either he's kidding.
And who is this guy you're talking about? Is that me?
Yes, you. You're this guy who is either kidding me or you have issues, okay?
I'm talking to a caller of yours who is...
Phil, you might as well let him talk, because this is the first caller with a sympathetic point of view.
That is true, Mr. Henry.
All right, go ahead.
Well, thank you very much for allowing me my freedom of speech, sir, because I know this is your show, I get that, but allow me to at least say the things what I want to say.
Will you hold the line?
Oh, baby, he always does this.
No, I've got to take a break, and then you and the gentleman can talk on the other side. I don't know what's going on there anymore. And if I'm going to talk about a mental health, what is it?
It's the mental health center. You know, you can be judgmental, Phil, of these people, but you yourself.
Yeah, you sometimes talk like a screw's loose.
You know, bud, the only screw loose around here is you. You are the entire screw on this show, and you're loose.
Shut up.
I'm telling you. We're going to be back here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show in just a moment as we take a break here. We have with us Dean Wheeler. We have, obviously, his situation there with his wife, Emerelda, and I don't want to blame her, but, you know, she apparently is trying to promote her singing career now tonight, and I don't know what that's about. We also have the Exterminator, and we're trying to talk about the mental health center. We'll be right back. This gentleman here, the caller, believes that he knows how to make Dean feel more dominant when it comes to squirrels living outside of his house. Wow. World famous Phil Henry Show, 855-500-7445. And welcome back to the world famous Phil Henry Show. On the line with me is Dean Wheeler. He's got JT there from JT Exterminating, and I'm not exactly sure what has been accomplished, but we're going to get to the bottom of it here. Our number is 855-500-7445, 855-500-7445, and we're online at philhenryshow.com. Is Dean, I have Mr. Omarka. Is that your name, sir?
Yes, sir. It's Mr. Omarka.
All right, and you're in Lancaster, California?
Yes, sir.
And where is Mr. Wheeler?
I was talking to him off the air. He said he was going inside his house for a moment to calm it down or something because he's going to get on an extension. My understanding is he's going to be on an extension now. That's what I heard from inside the house. Hi, Phil, it's Dean Wheeler. I'm sorry, Phil. I'm inside my house. I'm drawing a bath. I'm going to get into it after our broadcast, but I wanted to make sure I had the bath being drawn.
All right, that's fine. At least you're in the house.
No, but I'm coming back outside. I don't want the squirrel to think. That's the thing that I wanted to mention to you, sir. If you can somehow show the squirrel the bathtub, and I know this sounds, you're going to get people laughing at you. They've been laughing at me all day. I know. I've been there. I've been there. Believe me. Where you are right now, I've been there. What you want to do is let this squirrel know. I know you want to back it down, but you're not just going to back it down by standing up there. When you're outside, you're in his environment. You're in the squirrel's natural zone.
What you want to do is you want to show the squirrel where it's at. See, because I can hear him. And what he's doing there, it's called a taunt. Squirrels do it. Ground rodents do it. It's the taunt.
It's the taunt. And, okay, so it's not my imagination.
No, sir, it's not. And what he's saying is basically, ha, 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 whatever you got going on, I'm gonna jack it up and, you know, just, it's done. You know, I'll jack you over.
Hey, he's going to have to prove that.
It's the attitude, see?
Where are you going, honey? See, my wife's going inside.
You know, I'm very disturbed. Hold on for just a second. I'm very disturbed at your wife's attitude this evening. And
well, I am too, Phil.
No, the way you've been treating her and talking to her.
I told her, I get her back on these. How many nights have I called you from some filthy, stinking dump nightclub listening to her sing with that bugle player, that horn player, feeling her?
I've heard those broadcasts, Mr. Wheeler. I should have said, I'm a very big fan of yours.
Thank you. What is your name again?
My name is Austin Amarca, and I'll tell you something right now. If there was a trumpet player feeling up my wife's, you know.
All right, gentlemen, I think we understand what we're talking about here.
All right, but let me just say, what would you do?
There'd be one less trumpet player in the world.
I heard that.
There'd be one less trumpet player in the world. It'd probably a good thing, too, because the way I hear that guy play, it ain't that damn good anyway.
All right, so anyway, since this is where it's going, tell me more, Mr. Amarca, about how you deal with squirrels.
What? What did you just say?
Tell me how you're dealing with the squirrel problem.
Right, that's all right. How I deal with squirrels, I don't, no, I'm fine now. I had this problem, I don't have it anymore. Those squirrels comes, I'll tell you about it. I've got a book that I've been writing a book for the last 5 years, Mr. Wheeler.
Really?
Yeah, and when I get done with this book and I tell the story of what has happened to my home, and Miley Cyrus and this foam finger, you think it has nothing to do. You know, I look at her tonight and I think, there but for the grace of God go I, because it could have been me out on that stage, you know.
In terms of the foam finger?
Yeah, it could have been me. I could be out there on that stage dressed as her, because I'd considered a sex change operation with an eye toward going into live stage performing. And I decided against it. I said, no, the squirrel isn't going to do this. If I make that decision, I make it. No squirrel makes it for me.
All right, hold on for a minute. I'm going to hang up here unless I start getting some answers.
Right.
What do you mean a sex change operation?
Mr. Henry, I think he knows.
Hold on for a minute. Because of a squirrel?
No, sir, not because of the squirrel. The squirrel was the tip of the iceberg. It's not the tip of the iceberg. It was the tipping point. It was the straw that broke the iceberg.
Straw that broke the camel's back?
Yes, sir. That was it. No. The squirrel and the problem that I had in 2001 was precipitated by 9/11. But the squirrel brought it to fruition in the summer of 2002. And that's when I considered going into exotic dancing.
You'd have to have a sex change.
And I'd have to have a sex change.
And then you would be Miley Cyrus.
I didn't know that, but I mean, you know, God willing, knock wood and the creek don't rise, yeah.
All right, I appreciate very much, gentlemen, you being with me.
Is that it?
I have more to say.
You have no more to say. You have nothing more to say. Thank you very much. Been great talking to you. World-famous Phil Henry Show, and that's about as...
Oh, my God. You almost used the F word.
No, I didn't almost use the F word.
Yeah, I did. So that's about as... You almost went... Well,
no, I did not. In any event, that's about as jacked up an hour of radio as I've ever heard in my life or ever been a part of. Some guy coming on here to talk about mental health, and he's the guy with the mental health problem. Squirrels in the tree, don't back off.
Well, what are you laughing? Don't you think that there is some truth? Now, understand, I'm not batty as you like to say, as two coats of paint. But don't you think there's a validity there?
To what?
To what? Never mind.
Well, I'll say it. To the guy not want to back off.
You know, this theme comes up a lot on our show. Animals and people having these stare downs, having these confrontations. I don't know why it is, but on this show only, are one after the other of guests or callers who have an issue with animals, backing them down, mad dogging them, staring at them, intimidating them, being smarter, having some proprietary rights to them.
What's that mean?
Like the animal has the ability to do something or make a human do. That's what I'm saying. And I believe it's all mental illness. I don't think there is any validity to any of it. Especially this last guy that said to him, go inside the house and start waving human things.
Well, he said that. It makes sense in context.
Oh, sure, it makes sense in context. Hell, if I live in that nutty world, anything's going to make sense. Yeah, yeah, that makes sense to me. I'll just show the squirrel my bathtub and how much better I got it. But in the real world, in the world that you and I operate in, no, 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 no. All right. Thank you very much, gentlemen, for what it's worth for that. We may be talking a little bit about the Jets next hour. I know there's one thing that we're going to get to is, and I believe that we have on the line with us, Dr. Sadler is going to be talking about the, apparently there was a, and I don't want to get all medical because I personally, that's not what this show's about, but there was an outbreak of measles in Texas. And apparently it had to do with the fact that the church there doesn't believe in measles immunization, you know.
Yeah, they don't believe in an immunization of any of that.
Right, I got that, bud. So Dr. Jim Sadler is going to join us next hour and talk about that. He's very, very pro-medicine. Now, as you remember or may not remember, I don't know, but Sadler started a movement that backfired. He was in the pediatric field for a long time and was assisting and helping women with childbirth. And apparently women, when they're giving birth to children, say a lot of really vulgar and obscene things. Is that right, Margaret?
Oh, yeah. You curse out the father and you curse out you just the doctors.
Right. Well, Dr. Sadler got tired of being cursed at by these women that were delivering babies. And this is going to sound crazy, but he used that as an excuse to be able to punch them.
Yeah, I know, and you're laughing.
I'm sorry, but when the women started talking that way, he...
Knock them out cold!
He knocked them out cold, yeah. So apparently he's revitalized that, or he's reinvigorated it or something with regard to the immunization thing. All right, so, you know, we'll be talking with him about that next hour as well. We have a sort of maybe could be tomorrow morning. I believe Bobby Dooley is going to be guesting with Jay Moore on his Fox Sports radio show sometime around, I don't know, quarter past the hour Pacific in the 11 o'clock hour, I think. I'm not sure. We'd have to hear, got to hear definitely from Jay or one of his producers. But Bobby Dooley is scheduled to be with Jay Moore tomorrow on his Fox Sports radio show. It's a world famous Phil Henry show next hour with Dr. Jim Sadler. Welcome back here to the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Dr. Jim Sadler is going to join us this hour. Thank you very much, Dean Wheeler. I got a call from the Northern California Holistic Center from, I forget who that was, a Ruby or something?
There was a lady named Ruby that called, and she said, you know, you may not like Dr. Sadler, he's not a doctor.
Mr. Wheeler.
Well, they call him something else. What do they call him?
They call him... Is that Your Excellency?
Yeah.
Yeah, Your Excellency. You may not like Your Excellency Wheeler, or His Excellency Wheeler.
Wait, hold on for a minute.
Phil, I don't know. This is what they said.
No, I know that, but they call him Your Excellency?
That's what she said to me. You may not like His Excellency, but he means well, and you did not really give the Northern California Holistic Center a fair hearing.
And who was this? A Ruby?
A Ruby, yes.
Boy, that takes, you know...
Well, you're on the air. There's a lot of dead air here.
Excuse me. I can produce the show. That takes a...
A pair? It was a lady.
I understand it was a lady. Oh, you're not doing this and you're not doing that, huh? Well, excuse me. I'm so very sorry that I'm not His Excellency. That's beautiful. Oh, man.
Speaking about mental health, Mr. Henry, that's not good.
You know, you're not acquitting yourself well.
What are you talking about, man? If ever there was something to laugh at, that's it. This guy runs a holistic center. It's His Excellency. You tell Ruby, I'll talk to her when we get off the air. I'd be happy to call. I'm very happy to have them on. I didn't mean any disrespect at all. I tried to give them as much respect as I possibly could. But when a guy is sitting there and there's dead air every time he hears a squirrel, every time he hears or sees a squirrel, he's off the topic and he's talking about killing squirrels. He's trying to get this guy, this jackass, by the way, JT, Mr. JT, whatever, JT Exterminators, I got news for you, pal. If you thought you were getting a plug on my show, yeah, you got a plug about how bad your business is, because you guys were sitting on your ass taking a dinner break through the whole hour, even while even while these squirrels were driving Mr. Wheeler insane.
Yeah, well, that's not his job, keep Dean Wheeler, you know?
Yeah, you got to understand, it's not JT's job to keep Dean Wheeler mentally well.
You understand, right?
Oh, well, you're right. You're right. It all makes sense. What world do you people live in, anyway? It's not his job. That jackass sat on his ass having dinner while this squirrel or monkeys or whatever this guy's got in the tree. I give up. All right. You guys are looking at me like I'm nuts.
Well, we just believe in respecting our fellow man. That's all.
Yeah.
Oh, give me a break. You guys are sounding almost as tree-huggy as that nut Wheeler. As he sits there, and that guy is so tree-huggy. Yeah, he really loves trees and animals. He's ready to... that guy, JT, wasn't he fashioning nooses? I think he was.
Well,
yeah, now you guys are all of a sudden real quiet.
Well, I didn't know he was doing that.
Get a load of this, folks. If you just tuned in, you missed it. Last hour, we had a guy on. He's an exterminator. He gets rid of vermin, or he gets rid of rodents. And when the guy said to Mr. Wheeler, when I'm done with my dinner break, we'll go back to our truck up the street. And he said, what? Well, we have to begin to fashion the nooses.
No one's laughing, Phil.
Well, I sure as hell am. So this guy has got to make nooses. Anyway, welcome back to our program. Our number again, 855-500-7445, 855-500-7445. Dr. Jim Sadler joins us tonight. By the way, if you are watching Phil TV in HD on PhilHenryShow.com, behind me is the aforementioned Miley Cyrus and the whole trip, you know, with the whole thing, man. You know, her dance and everything. There she is. So you decide. I don't know. It doesn't seem any worse than any other dance. I refuse to allow myself to be influenced by people's opinions, you know.
What does that mean? You can see the woman is riding a foam finger, for God's sake, Phil.
I understand that. But I haven't necessarily seen... I don't think it's the worst thing I've seen, even on television. And when it comes to the MTV Anything Awards, man... Dr. Jim Sadler is with us from San Diego, in transit tonight from Camp Pendleton. What were you doing there?
Well, Phil, I was visiting my son, who has taken basic training in the United States Marine Corps, and... not visiting him in Camp Pendleton, but he has some liberty, and we were able to hook up there for dinner, and very proud of my son, David, in the Marines.
Well, good for him, and the best of luck to him.
Well, we're proud of him. It's not the career that I would have chosen for him. You know, I was in the medical division with the United States Army. And I always said to him, the Army is a very, very good career choice when it comes to the military. And he said, no, Father, you know, no, Dad, I want to be a Marine because the Army is, I might as well be in the Girl Scouts. And I said, son, please, you know, that was your father's choice.
Well, you were a doctor. I mean, you had a very wonderful and accomplished career up to this point. You know?
Yeah, I know, and I was an Army doctor, you know, and my son thinks that's the next best thing to be in a Cub Scout or something. I don't get it.
Well, there's an attitude that the Marines have they're always going to have.
Yeah, I know, and I don't know. I told you what happened to my cousin Dave. Did I tell you the story about my cousin Dave?
No.
My cousin Dave was in the Navy. And Dave was, he was just a regular seaman, first class, and there was a group of them in uniform and they were at Disneyland, okay? There was about six of these Navy guys at Disneyland. And there was about six or seven Marines. And they were all in line for the space, whatever that thing's called, a Space Mountain, is that it?
Yeah.
All right. Now, the line was curling around because it gets really long. You know that the line gets long there at the Disneyland. And so these two groups of people became parallel with each other and within earshot of each other, these Marines and these Navy guys.
Yeah. Now, your cousin?
My cousin Dave was one of the Navy guys. And they're minding their own business, although, you know, they see these Marines, and the next thing they hear is the Popeye laugh. Now, you know, have you ever heard the Popeye laugh?
Yeah, that thing.
Yeah, there you go, right there. And it's the Marines, and they're doing it to the Navy. And I said to Dave, I said, then what? He says, I'm not going to get into it. I don't want to talk about it.
Well, did they have a fight or something?
Not there, but I guess there was some dust up someplace.
I'm sure that the Marines would say they won, and the Navy guys would say that. What did your brother say? I mean, your cousin.
He didn't say nothing.
Maybe they lost.
I don't know. But I'll tell you this. Maybe the Marines, the Navy started the fight, because that's what I got the sense. Because when he said, and they went like that, I said, so then what? He says, well, you don't let that go. He said, we couldn't let it go.
So they decided to, at Disneyland, where the hell do they have the fight?
I don't know, and he wouldn't say. But I think these Marines, they want to, you know, they push around everybody because they think they're all special. And, you know, and I know they are. They're a very special unit, but they're always laughing at people and stuff like that.
Well, you know, my brother-in-law was a Marine, and I would ask him, I said, well, what branches of the service do you guys have respect for? He said, the SEALs. And
well, all of those special branches. The Marines think they're equal to the Delta, what do you call it?
Delta Force. Yeah, well, that was about, I said, what? He said, you know, we have respect for the Army Rangers, the Delta Force, and the SEALs, but Marines, I think, because of what they're called upon to do, and just it's the mindset, you know, it's just the mindset. You join the Marines, you're joining something really special. I think it's what makes it attractive, don't you? In other words, you want to get guys you want to get people constantly interested in enlisting in the Marines, so you have to give them a mystique of some kind.
Yeah, I know, but my son, you know. I said, why not the Army? He says, Dad, I don't want to be in there with a bunch of Bradley Mannings, you know.
Well, there you go, see?
What, it's like the Marines haven't been, they got some Marines that did some traitorous stuff.
All right, look, I'm late for the break. Hold on, because I want to talk about this measles thing. Dr. Jim Sadler joining us, the Popeye laugh.
Well, I've heard that the Marines, when they see the Navy, they go, ha ha, they laugh, and they say, can I say ass? Well, I guess I just did.
Yeah.
My ass rides in Navy equipment.
Yeah, that's what Marine stands for. Marine.
That's pretty funny.
Okay, fine. All right, we're going to be back here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show as we talk with Dr. Jim Sadler here about the measles vaccination and this church. It's like a mega church or something in Texas. And what these people have refused to vaccinate their kids against measles. We'll find out what that's about. World famous Phil Henry Show. Hey, it's the world famous Phil Henry Show. Welcome back here. Dr. Jim Sadler has joined us from San Diego. Actually, he's en route from San Diego to his home. He's en route from Camp Pendleton to his home in San Diego, where he was visiting with his son, and his son David is in the Marines, and so that's a cool thing. Whether or not the Marines are better than the Army, we really wanted to talk about the measles thing, right?
Right, yeah, and measles, but I just to put a little capper on the conversation I had with Dave, I said, look at your father, you know, I'm a doctor, and then he said, yeah, but you know, Dad, you know, and he mentioned the fact I had the tongue problem, you know.
Well, all right. He grew up with that.
Yeah, he grew up with it. But he said, Dad, you sound like a weenie. And I said, boy, man, I tell you what, Marine or no Marine, the only thing that keeps me from dropping a table on you right now is you're my son. He sits there, he's all, you know, and I say, well, you know, you want a piece of me, man, and he's all, and I go, yeah, you know.
Well, what's he doing, trying to bait you into a fight?
No, he's just giving his old man a hard time. He says, Dad, you call up, you sound like a weenie. And I go, well, this weenie here, I'd be more than happy to introduce you to Mr. and Mrs., you know, well, I better not say. What's so funny?
No, nothing. All right, so let's get on to Mr. and Mrs.
Yeah, the male and female version. Mr. and Mrs. Asskick.
Oh, okay. Let's get on to the... Well, I don't know. What do you mean, Mr. and Mrs.? I have never heard that.
You never heard what? What do you got to hear? Mr. and Mrs. Asskick. So when Mr. gets done, then I don't know. The measles outbreak, Phil, in Texas. Let me get my glasses. The measles outbreak in Texas that I was talking with you about is tied to a Texas megachurch where ministers have questioned the vaccination has sickened at least 21 people. So they think the vaccination is it's weird.
What is their objection?
Well, the ill people were linked to the church that is a division of Kenneth Copeland Ministries. That group advocates faith healing and advises people to first seek the wisdom... I'm very sorry, Phil, but I'm not feeling well tonight.
You know, I'm telling you.
Well,
don't look at me.
I'm looking at you because I think you're the one that gives people the freedom to do that.
I'm sorry. I'm not feeling well.
Yeah, but what happened to manners around here?
Who?
Not who. What happened to manners?
Phil, I told you that it's far better to let it out.
Yeah, than allow... I'm a doctor, Phil. If you keep a belch in, you can do some damage to the esophagus, the epiglottis, the larynx. You keep a belch in, then the gas gets pushed down into to the stomach through the duodenal... I forget what it's called.
You're a doctor and you forget what it's called.
Yeah, I'm a doctor and I forget what it's... You know, Phil, you got some ER idea of medicine. Many doctors forget what stuff is called. That is not unusual at all.
Many doctors forget what stuff is called. You know, if you didn't, if you weren't board certified and a lot of other things, I'd swear to God you were some kind of a quack the way you talk.
Well, thank you very much for that, Phil. I appreciate that.
What an insult, Phil. That is really...
You know, I'm just going to tell you, I've never heard a doctor say other stuff and I forget what it's called.
I forget. I've been in surgery. I've been in surgery with some of the top surgeons in the country, and they've said things like clamp that, whatever that's called.
Oh, get out of here.
I'm telling you, I'll be in a surgery with a guy, and he'll say, you know, and you're talking because you're doing surgery on a guy. And he says, well, so, blah, 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 you know, some small talk. And he says, give me the clamp on that. See that? I forget what it's called. Clamp that. And then he goes. And then he remembers.
What are you talking about? I mean, I don't understand. What do you mean? What are you talking about?
I'm talking about surgery.
No, I mean, what are you guys talking about in the middle of surgery?
I thought you wanted to talk about measles.
Hold on, Margaret. Keep your panties on.
Excuse me.
Wait. Don't talk to her like that.
I'm sorry. I apologize. I apologize.
I am on the panel.
Yeah, you're on the panel. I get it.
I'm sorry we didn't pick you, Jim, but she's the one that made the break. She made the cut.
Yeah, whatever. Whatever you call it.
Well, yeah, and whatever you clamp that, whatever you call that.
Well, I'm just telling you. And these are some of the top surgeons.
I guess the patient lives.
Yes, the patient lives. Yes. God, you guys think that from TV, you think it's all, hey, clamp the, you know, do this and give me that. And no, it isn't. We're sitting there and we're going, what is that again? I don't know. Well, what are we doing? We're here, we got to fix the valve, like we were doing open heart surgery, I think, that, and we got to fix that valve. And he says, all right. So what, he says, you know, we got to put the, oh, okay, so a lot of times you have to have your memory refreshed.
Get out of here. Are you serious?
Why do you think it's any other way?
Because it sounds so slipshod, I can't imagine people live through something like that.
Well, I take that as an insult, Phil. The medical establishment of the United States of America is the best one, what there is in the world. okay?
The best one what there is in the world.
Yeah, you guys talk like you're all messed up.
Well, you want to know something, Dickman? Not as half as messed up as you. Not half as messed up as you with your head through a tree. Okay? And guess who put the plate in your head and saved your life? You got it. Doctors.
Well, you know what? If they hadn't been fooling around talking about other stuff, maybe Bud wouldn't be talking with the, you know, the way he talks.
What? What are you talking about? That guy's lucky he can even talk. Head first through an oak tree? Old growth, too.
Whatever.
Old growth. So you think that matters, huh?
That tree was old growth. And
Yeah. Dr. Jim Sadler has been on our program here.
What do you mean has?
Because I may get rid of you just like everybody else tonight.
If I don't toe the line and do what Mr. Henry wants, forget it.
You know something? I got to learn to calm down.
Yes, you do, because you're offending people and angry. Let them just be angry and you calm them down.
You guys get in an argument with him.
Call him back. Tell him I'm sorry.
All right.
And don't do it on the air, man. I'm always hearing you doing it on the air. We got to get back to this measles thing. I think this is interesting. Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Haven't I seen them on TV or something?
Yeah, man. Oh, I like Sunday morning. I see them all the time.
They are, yeah. Or I see something, you know, call Kenneth Copeland Ministries.
Well, they're always asking for money. All those churches do.
You got him? Hey, Jim, I'm sorry. That was wrong of me. I apologize.
Well, okay.
All right. So let's...
I'm sorry, too.
All right, okay. So let's talk about this church, this mega church in Texas.
Well, I was going to get into it. What I was going to talk about was this Terry Parsons, who's a senior pastor at the Eagle Mountain International Church and is also Kenneth Copeland's daughter, previously said she had concerns about a possible tie between early childhood vaccines and autism. And that's a position that has been refuted by health officials. In the wake of the measles outbreak, Parsons has urged followers to get vaccinated. So this is the daughter of Kenneth Copeland. But then when the measles outbreak came around, she said get vaccinated. But guess what? That's after the measles outbreak.
All right, so what we have here is another clash between religion and science, don't we?
You got it right there. It's a clash between religion and science. I get tired of it. I get tired of walking into churches, and I sit down, and there's somebody comes up there, you know, how you doing there, Mr. Sadler? They don't even call me doctor, and then the preacher always calls me aside, because my wife and I go to this church here in San Diego. It's called the First Church of Divinity, or the First Church, First God, something like that. She knows all about it.
Do you like it?
No, not really, but I go to church because she wants me to. But here's the thing. The preacher, the pastor, whatever they call the guy, he wears a robe, and he's got a bib or something.
A bib?
Yeah, that's what they wear. They wear a bib. This particular preacher wears a robe, a bib, and it looks like some kind of a...
Hold on for a minute. We've got a... we just had a power failure, and I've got a generator going off here. This ought to be interesting. Do you guys still hear me in Washington? Are we still on the air? I hope so. Okay, great. Because we just had a power failure, and good thing we've got an emergency generator going, but we lost at least our network computer, and I've got to put Dr. Sadler on hold here until I figure out where we're at. It's the world-famous Phil Henry Show here, guys. We're talking with Dr. Jim Sadler about the measles, and he's probably going to be angry. He's probably going to be angry at me for, you know, cutting him off. World-famous Phil Henry Show. Our number is 855-500-7445, 855-500-7445, online at philhenryshow.com. That's philhenryshow.com. And we're going to see you on the other side of the break, okay? All right. The Phil Henry Show and philhenryshow.com, live from the El Pacifico. World famous Phil Henry Show. Welcome back here, and our final half hour on this Monday night. It's the third week of our reboot, and we thank Dr. Jim Sadler for hanging with us. I'm sorry, man. I don't mean to be laughing, you know, but I was talking with Dr. Sadler here about his son being in the Marine Corps, and just a lot of bizarre stuff has happened on the show tonight. So I forgive me, folks, if I'm just laughing out of turn. It's because we've had everything from stare down with squirrels to... We just had a power outage, Bud. You know what happened?
Yeah, we had a power outage, and we had a power outage.
We had a power outage in what?
Yeah, what happened, man? Oh, the power went out.
Yeah, that's great. We had the power went out on the entire block here of businesses here at the El Pacifico. And fortunately for us, though, we have backup generators, and that's good, except the backup generators have alarms on them. And what do you suppose the backup generators do? Well, the backup generators create... what is that in the screen behind me there, man? That's the most bizarre-looking thing I've ever seen in my life. The backup generators create an alarm. And so we had an alarm going off in the background throughout the, you know, the last, I don't know, 10 minutes. I hope that it wasn't too disturbing of anybody in the audience. But that's what was happening, and that was the reason for... we had a little bit of commotion here, and I hope it didn't spill over on the air. It is the Phil Hendry Show. Dr. Jim Sadler is on the line with us here. And Dr. Sadler, so let's get into this discussion here of the vaccinations and the measles vaccinations. There is some kind of an epidemic that's taken place in this area of Texas because the people are... What is that?
That sounds like the alarm. Is that your car? Is that your alarm? Sounds like a car alarm.
That sounds like the car alarm that goes off every time I have a guest that's got a car that... Where are you?
I'm driving in my car.
You're driving?
Yeah.
You're not standing anywhere?
No, I'm not standing anywhere. I'm standing on it. I'm on the freeway, and I'll be honest with you, I'm pushing it a little bit. Or as they say in Jamaica, I'm pressing it. Me pressing it, man. You ever heard... Did you ever go down to Jamaica and hear what they say?
Yeah, I've been down there.
Well, what's with the... You sound like you're talking to a guy that's... You're talking through a chain-link fence to. See, I hear it right there.
A guy through a chain-link fence?
Will you guys get past all this jackass talk and get to the point on measles, please?
Sorry.
What is that?
That must be the alarm. Bud, go check it, will you?
Where do I go?
Check where the generators are. So anyway, we have these generators, and they have been a blessing to us, but we do have this alarm that goes off. I'm sorry, Dr. Sadler, when you were talking about Jamaica, yeah, I've been to Jamaica, and I've heard Jamaica people. It just sounded weird the way you said it.
But I said, have you ever been to Jamaica?
And heard the way they talk.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Will you get to the measles before I start knocking heads together? I mean it. I'm really getting upset.
Get a load of her. Do you take that kind of crap? Boy, I wouldn't do it.
For the record, Dr. Sadler, Phil's looking at me right now with nothing but fear in his eyes.
You're kidding me.
No, I'm not, because I don't want to hear her get that angry. And Dr. Sadler, let me run the show. All right, so what are we talking about, Doc, when we talk about these churches that are not allowing, or it's not that they're not allowing, that they are preaching against it?
Well, we have, again, I was going to tell you, at my church... When we leave, and yes, I worship God. I think that God's a very important factor in life. I believe in a spiritual life. I don't particularly like the one of these guys that preaches at our church. And you asked me the question.
Yeah, what is the name of your church?
Well, the name, I can't remember. It's something like the first. Let me find out where Tammy is. Hey, Tammy, honey, what's the name of the place we go? First Divinity Church of Albright. Is that the street? That's the founder. That's the guy that founded the church, the First Divinity Church of Albright. Who's that? Albright Willings. He was the guy that founded it.
Wait a minute. The First Divinity Church of Albright.
Yeah, that's what I just said.
Well, they named it... Ordinarily, you don't hear a church named after the founder, and that's his first name.
I don't know. What do I know about it? That's the guy's name, Albright.
Well, that would be like naming a church the First Divinity Church of Mary. Or like this, the Christian Science Church of Mary.
Mary who?
Mary Baker Eddy, because that's the one that founded it.
I don't know. You're asking the wrong guy. I'm a man of science, Phil. But I will tell you this. When we leave the service, and I'll hear the homily or the sermon, whatever they call it, and it sounds good. He's saying, you know, love each other and this, that, and something else. It's all good. I walk out, and here's this guy standing there in a purple cape with a bib... I don't know, and shorts.
What kind of a church is that, I ask myself.
Wait a minute. Hold on.
I'm telling you.
Just hold on.
No, if you're making a joke, it is a blasphemous joke.
I'm not making a joke. Hey, Tammy, come here, baby. Yeah, put that down. Do that later. Do your nails later. Jeez, they look fine. What's the guy wear when he come out of church? Yeah, he's got a cape. Is that a cape? What do you call it? Well, she says it's a wrap.
A wrap? This guy's a preacher?
Yes. But what I'm trying to tell you, Phil, is I think that's a little... I don't know anything about churches. But is that what he's supposed to wear?
Well, priests wear vestments, and some ministers wear some kind of a clerical shirt or collar. And a lot of these guys, if they're on television, you know, they put on some kind of I call it a costume.
There you go, right there. That's what it looks like to me, a costume. So I said to him one day.
No, wait, I want to know what this is. He wears a purple cape.
Yeah.
But the part that I didn't get...
Hold on, can I answer one question at a time?
I'm sorry, but does he wear shorts?
Hold on. He wears yes, he does wear shorts. He wears purple shorts. They're like shorts that are, what do you call them? They're almost like what the ladies wear. What do you call those, baby culottes? You know, like the short... Yeah, culottes. It looks like a pair of culottes. And he wears a purple cape and a purple shirt. And he has a bib, a white bib. And I made the joke. I said, what, are you going to go eat lobster after? And he looked at me like he looked at me like I was a pus-filled boil on his you-know-what that he wanted to lance. I swear to God. Pardon me, that's a medical thing.
Oh, God.
Well, you know something? That's the way he looked at me.
Well, if I were you and you're uncomfortable in that environment, I would definitely opt out of that trip, you know?
Well, yeah, and guess what? I got another... I'm married, and I'm married to a woman that I love very much. And if she wants to go to church there, that's where we're going to church. What do you want from me?
Well, that sounds weird. All right, so we have this division between religion, and we have this division between science. And so you have an obvious problem. You have a major health problem, or if you will, a public health problem. How do you get around it?
Well, you have to get a court order. If you're dealing with children that are at risk, all bets are off. I don't care if you believe, I don't care what your religion is. You have to get the children vaccinated. And that is, in my opinion, I don't care who you are, you know.
What about private residents? What about a private citizen that just doesn't believe in the vaccines?
I'm telling you right now, Dick, there's a point we're reaching in this country where there's going to be a public health problem, and we're going to have to direct these parents to get these kids vaccinated, or they're going to go to jail. You see what I'm saying? Go to jail. Because I don't care if you're a parent that you read something and Oprah Winfrey said something, and boom, ba-boom, 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 right? You better get that kid and get a shot into that kid that keeps him from getting measles, or you will go to jail. And I'll be very happy to be standing there directing the police and pointing out to people what go to jail and what don't.
You're going to tell people go to jail? You don't even know what you're operating on.
Well, there's a point.
What? What did it say?
It.
Bud said that you're telling people, you're telling the cops who to send to jail, and you don't know what terms are in an operating theater.
It doesn't make any difference, Dickman. If I had you on an operating table, I'm trying to put your brains back together after your head went through that tree, and I said, hey, clamp off that, whatever the hell that is, because it's bleeding. As long as they get it clamped off, I don't care what it is. It could be your brain. It could be, I don't know what it is. You know?
Yeah, but you got to put the plate in my head.
I know how to put a plate in the head the same way I know how to put a new fender on a Ford. It's about the same process. See, you guys think that medicine is a big deal. It ain't no big deal at all. I got news for you.
Well, talking the way you do, Dr. Sadler, and I admire the things you've achieved, but you sound like an imbecile. You talk like a stevedore. You sound like a dock worker and not a doctor. I don't know how you've survived in your practice.
Because I'm good, baby. I'm damn good.
And don't call me baby. Thank you very much.
You know, Doc, that's over the line.
Oh, it's over the line. Until she shows up on my table and she's got a problem and she needs a doctor and I'm the guy that's going to save her life, is she going to sit up halfway through the operation, say, don't you know the name of that thing you're operating on? And I'll say, and that's why I did what I did, and I told you we're bringing that back. When these women are having babies...
That's what I wanted to ask you about the pediatric practice. You are no longer in the business of child delivery, are you?
No, I'm not, because I got tired of being called an MF-er. A son of a bee. When women are giving birth to babies, they got the dirtiest mouths on them in the history of the world. And this woman sits up, she's calling me an MF this and a this and a that. And I finally hauled off and I just clocked her right straight in the chin, right where those nerves gather together. I knocked her ass out cold, right? And she gave birth to that baby, a healthy, happy, bouncing kid. And she didn't come out of it for a half hour, but the kid was laughing, loving life, the whole thing.
So you punched a woman who was giving birth to a child.
What, do you want to sit there and be called every filthy name in the book? Not me.
Well, but it's... All right, let's take a break. Dr. Jim Sadler on the line with us here as we talk about a variety of health issues here, a variety of health topics. Talking with Dr. Sadler about, first of all, the measles epidemic that was taking place down there in Texas. And now we're talking with him about this the notion that in childbirth, women are... using all kinds of vile language because they're under a lot of stress, and he wound up hitting one of them and knocking him out cold, and that's why he gave up being a pediatrician.
Well, not a pediatrician, but who are the ones that give birth to babies?
I don't know, but it was what he was doing. Anyway, we'll be back. It's the world-famous Phil Henry Show, 855-507-445 and philhenryshow.com. Welcome back to the world-famous Phil Henry Show here every night until 10 o'clock on the West Coast, 1 a.m. on the East Coast. And it's a pretty weird thing we do here every night, but we're happy to bring it to you, whatever. Dr. Jim Sadler has joined us, and we were going to talk about measles epidemics, but we're into all kinds of weird stuff. It's been contentious. I don't particularly like it. I wish that we could chill it out here a little bit, you know. And to the extent that I have caused it, Dr. Sadler, my apologies.
We're talking about a lot of things here.
Well, we're talking about the health of children. We've been getting sidetracked. I really, you know, I don't like the idea of you hitting a woman while she's giving birth.
Ms. Gray, I'm going to say it again. You know.
Well, who cares what name she's calling you? You're a doctor. You should understand that this is some kind of a trauma, a psychotrauma of some kind that she's having.
Well, what about that, Doc? I mean, if a woman is giving birth to a baby... and she has a number of stresses that are causing her to lash out verbally against the doctor, the father.
You know, I'm going to tell you something, Mr. Henry and Ms. Gray. I was going to call you Dooley.
Thank you very much, Dr. Frankenstein.
Oh, come on.
Look, will you guys just chill out?
There he goes again with chill out. Next thing you know, we're going to read poetry because we're at a beatnik deal or something.
A beatnik deal?
Well, whatever, you know, with the chill out.
Dr. Sadler, never mind about the running commentary. What were you going to say?
I'm sorry, what I was going to say, excuse me, what I was going to say was, there was a time, Ms. Gray, that if a woman reacted the way a lot of these women do in childbirth, they would bring in a shaman priest, and they would begin to try to cast the demon out. Not too long ago...
Well, but we're not in that day and age.
Excuse me, not too long ago, there was a movie that came out that people flocked to by the millions about a little girl that had a demon, and everybody flocked to that by the millions. And guess what? You had people all over the world, all of a sudden, what did they say? Oh, yeah, I know a guy that got possessed by a devil. There's a guy down the street got possessed by a devil, and so forth. So now I'm a young doctor, and I'm giving birth. You know, I'm assisting in childbirth. I'm the primary in childbirth. The woman shoots up straight on the gurney and starts calling me every name in the book, saying my mother is doing this and that in hell with the devil. And
whoa, hold on for a minute.
I've never heard stories like that.
Well, have you ever been, excuse me, am I the doctor or the two of you a doctor?
No, but I never heard, you have to understand. I've heard of women saying, you know, oh, damn you, and cursing out the husband. What do you mean your mother does stuff in hell?
That's exactly what I'm telling you. I had a woman that was giving birth to a baby,
And this kid was big, too. It was huge. And when I say huge, the kid come out at about 14 pounds.
Oh, my God. Did the mother live through it?
Oh, she lived. She was great. She was in great health. And the baby, it was just a big kid. But I think the kid now is in college and is some kind of a big football wrestler, whatever the hell he is. But anyway, the kid came out. The mother was about 5 foot nothing. She had no hips, no, excuse my language, no ass. But hey, what are you going to do? You know, I was the doctor. Guess who made it happen? Me, Dr. Sadler. And what did I get for my trouble? The mother calling me every name in the book, telling me all about my mother, who had passed on, what she was doing in hell with which demon. And this is part of the insanity that happens. I thought, I swear to God, and I know it couldn't have happened, but I even think the baby turned around and said something filthy to me, too. Now, I know that didn't happen.
You tell me the baby talk.
I said I know it couldn't have happened.
Well, then what made you think that the kid did that?
Because I was being brutalized. I was being, a lot of these women will tell you about it. Battered, like a battered doctor syndrome.
Oh, you know something, Dr. Sadler? You are obscene trying to tie this into that.
Look, Miss Gray.
It is absolutely obscene listening to you, a doctor, who should be used to very stressful situations and should have nothing but the most compassionate feelings for your patients.
I have compassionate feelings for my patients. All right.
Well, you're sitting here attributing to this woman filth beyond the amount, and to the baby as well.
I'm telling you, I'm sure I was imagining the kid. I had to have been. I swear to God, that kid, all 14-pound kid, turns around, looks at me, and says something like, you know, can you help an older boy? He didn't say that, you know.
Oh, get out of here, will you? He's quoting lines from The Exorcist?
He didn't say that, I said. But I'm telling you, and you people can say whatever you want.
You people.
Oh, boy. See, this is the problem we have, Phil. All the political correctness, what's going on.
All right, let's not do that. Let's just stick with the point. I don't know, and you're right that you make this point very well, Dr. Sadler. I've never been in a delivery room. I haven't done what doctors do. I haven't heard these things, but battered doctor syndrome?
That's exactly what I'm calling it, and we are asking for, and I believe we can get it passed at the state level with Assemblyman Richter, who's a very dear friend of mine, introducing State Assembly Bill 15 or 29. I don't know what the hell it is. It's, you know, one of those numbers. Battered doctor, where we get to take off a couple of weeks at the expense of the institution that we work for if we get, battered.
Well, what are you calling physically battered?
No, emotionally. Emotionally.
Sounds to me like a scam.
What does? What I'm saying?
Yes, yeah, it sounds like a scam. Sounds to me like you're trying to just scam us.
What's this us? That's very interesting, us.
Because the cost gets passed on to us. You know that as well as I do. The raise in insurance rates. Battered doctor syndrome.
Yes, yes. We get sued. We're called quacks. We are, the health care bill is going to rob me blind. Blind! I'm going to be out on a street corner. I'll be living in the street. I'll be living in a tent with my wife. I just married a woman who is 35 years younger than me. How long do you think she's going to stay with me if we're living in a tent? How about 5 minutes?
Well, then, why did this woman marry you?
Why do you think? Why do you think a woman 35 years younger than any guy marries him? Because, life's going to be good. And if I'm in a tent, I'll do? If we move into a tent, I'll give her the car keys and I'll say, I understand, go ahead, get out of here. I'll pack for her.
Well, I don't think you're going to be in a tent, Doc, okay?
You don't?
No, I don't. In fact, I can pretty well assure you of that. I can also tell you that by introducing these little bills, whether or not they get, but these little, which I think are scams, you only degrade the opinion that people have of the medical establishment. You only degrade people of, we'll talk about this later, okay? I have to break.
Oh, yeah, sure. You got to break when you're taking a broom handle of my...
All right, so thanks so much, folks, for listening to our program tonight. It's been fantastic. I couldn't do it without you. I thank everybody back in the control room for handling everything. Everybody kind of sharing the duties tonight as we continue here. The reboot of the world-famous Phil Henry Show. See you tomorrow night. We're usually streaming at 6 p.m. on Phil Hendry on Phil TV, and I usually do a pre-show around 6:30 or so on the Pacific time, PDT, baby. Tomorrow, Bobby Dooley on Jay Moore's Fox Sports Radio show around 11 o'clock Pacific. We'll see you guys later. World-famous Phil Hendry Show, philhendryshow.com.